At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
This is the final hour on this Thursday. Keeping an eye on the leaderboard. Tiger off to a slow start. Rory finished up at 6 under par. He is in second place at the Open Championship. Cameron Young went to Wake Forest. He might be a rookie on the PGA Tour. And he is your leader at 8 under par. I don't know if the wind will freshen a little bit there. With the rounds coming up now, but feels like the weather conditions could be a factor here for these guys who teed off earlier this morning. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp at danpatrick.com, Twitter handle at dpshow. We mentioned this when Arch Manning, he is a prized recruit for Texas, and he's got one more year before he goes to Texas. But I wondered, and I think we talked to a college football analyst, might have been Pat Forty, if his name was Arch Smith, would he be this coveted, can't miss, he's going to be a five-star recruit, he's going to change your program? We assume greatness. Now, there's wishful reporting here as well. Arch Manning, 6'4", 215, and His father was a wide receiver in college, got injured, very, very athletic. And then you had, obviously, Eli, and you got Peyton there. So you got Archie there, too, his grandfather. But he's the number one player in the nation, the class of 2023. This according to Rivals and 24/7 Sports. But I guess not everybody is sold on him being a great player. The recruiting experts have labeled him a five-star, but I guess the father of recruiting, Rivals, is this right, Paulie? Rivals.com, he said that...
Yeah, Mike Farrell.
Mike Farrell. If his name was Arch Smith, I think he'd probably be a high three-star quarterback. Goes on to say that when he played against better competition in the playoffs, he had to step up in competition, especially in the playoff games where he looked awful. It just hasn't translated. Every time I watch other quarterbacks in this class, it knocks Arch down in my head. Now, Mike Farrell's been doing this for years. And I don't know if it's just a hot take or it's real. I mean, his job is to assess talent, you know, in high school, coming out of high school, how it'll translate into being a college player. But there's going to be a lot of pressure on Arch Manning, right now the number one recruit. But it's like LeBron James's son, Bronny. Brian Windhorst yesterday said, you know, LeBron regrets naming his son LeBron because of all the pressure that goes along with that. Now, I've watched Bronny play. I've watched him play in AAU games, high school games, not in person, but just on TV. And if I said which player is LeBron James's son, there are games where you wouldn't know that that's LeBron James's son by the way he plays. Now, he's a good player. I don't think he's a great player. I don't think he's one of those transcendent players, but that would be asking a lot of any player, let alone LeBron James's son. When you watch him play, there are moments where you go, okay, you know. But I would expect that if you're one of the top recruits anyway. No matter what your name is, I would expect some highlights out of you. But I don't know if he's going to be a drafted player. The fact that the commissioner is talking about letting these kids come out of high school right to the NBA. In fact, here is Commissioner Silver talking about, you know, these 18-year-olds going into the NBA.
I think there's an opportunity. It's a larger conversation than just whether we go from 19 to 18, but I'm on record. And when I balance all these various considerations, I think that would be the right thing to do. And I am hopeful that that's a change we make in this next collective bargaining cycle, which will happen in the, you know, next couple of years.
Yeah. So that doesn't help Bronny, because once he comes out, he's probably going to have to do a year and what, overseas or the G League, whatever it might be, or maybe goes to college for a year. But there are times when you watch some of these players and, you know, they're Michael Jordan's sons. I think they played small Division I, maybe. But I don't know how interested they were. I don't know if they had the Jordan gene of I'm going to be great, because Mike wasn't great in high school and then all of a sudden developed late. And then we know what happened after that. But you're watching LeBron James's son play and he does have his moments. But I never looked at him as being the best player on his own high school team. But it is a stacked team that he's on. But Arch Manning, the name does, you know, it brings you clicks. Now, Texas football, they got recruits coming in knowing they got to wait another year for Arch Manning to get there. Yeah, Marv.
To me, is that the beauty about sports, is that no matter like who your father is or who your mother is or, you know, whatever your pedigree is, if you can play, you'll be on the team, a la Austin Rivers. I had a friend, he's only on the team because Doc Rivers. I was like, nah, Coach K isn't giving out scholarships to, you know, somebody just because of who their father is.
No, I wouldn't think so, because they got to play to help you in your job, not, hey, I'm going to do you a favor. I can't imagine. You might have somebody on the bench as a favor to somebody, but not playing a lot. Yeah, Paul.
But LeBron James' son, Bronny, I've looked at the different rankings. He's never been higher than the 30th high school recruit in his class. And the current play rivals and 24/7 have him at the 50th recruit in his class or 63rd. So he is a top 100 player. But from a recruiting standpoint, he might be the one you want over the 25th recruit, because all of a sudden your school is going to be on national TV. A lot of games, because you know dad's going to be in the building. So if I'm like Texas Tech basketball, there might be players that are higher on the list, but if I somehow got LeBron James Jr. on my team, we're going to be on ESPN every week.
Yeah.
And Arch Manning, yeah, too. He may be the third best quarterback in all of college football, but if I'm Texas football and I could have the first quarterback or Arch Manning, who's third, I'll take Arch Manning, because all of a sudden I'm relevant. And relevant cannot necessarily be bought. Can't be bought.
Yeah, the fact that these recruits are signing up and he's not even going to be there for another year says a lot about that, you know, the trickle down, what happened with him. Yeah. But when you're like I watched Ken Griffey Sr. play for the Reds, but we had heard about Ken Griffey Jr. from high school, and he was a really good football player. So we had heard about Jr. in Cincinnati. And all of a sudden you saw him, you went, ooh, he's better than dad. And it's weird, because how often do you get the son who's better than the father? And that was a case where you went, Ken Griffey Sr. was a really good player, but his son was one of the more talented players who's ever played the game. Yeah, Paul.
If I'm USC, UCLA, or Pepperdine, I want Bronny James on my team. I'll find a scholarship for him because all of a sudden, here comes ESPN, national TV.
Well, you're going to have a – I mean, he's going to play.
Yeah, but I'm looking at his actual recruiting, and, you know, like, it doesn't – all the big names are there.
Yeah.
All they're there, but why are they there?
You might be – I don't know that. I don't know if – like, I think what surprises you is he's not big. He's got a younger brother who is bigger. But I think he's like 6'2", 190.
That's about right, yeah.
Yeah. So it's not like you think LeBron, and you meet LeBron, you're like, he's bigger than what you think. But Bronny is 6'2", 190? All right. Yeah, see.
And he's already got a mustache and stuff, so you figure he might have topped out. You know what I mean?
The old mustache.
I don't know if he's got another one in the tank or not, but.
Yep. The commissioner also talked about KD forcing his way out of Brooklyn.
I don't know whether he requested a trade or demanded one, but this needs to be a two-way street. Teams provide enormous security and guarantees to players, and the expectation is in return that they'll meet their end of the bargain. I'm realistic that there's always conversations that are going to go on behind closed doors between players and their representatives and teams, but we don't like to see players requesting trades, and we don't like to see it playing out the way it is.
Requesting or demanding? The semantics there. I am requesting a trade. I am demanding a trade. Kyrie, it feels like, demanded a trade, maybe. KD probably went, I'm requesting a trade. James Harden in Houston probably demanded a trade. And then James Harden in Brooklyn probably demanded a trade. I'm requesting a trade. Do you put in your paperwork? Did you see the note I put under your door? No, I'm requesting a trade. Yeah, where? I'm requesting that I go to Phoenix. Please, thank you. Yes, Paul.
I've been fired before, and they never said, I'm requesting that you leave. They were demanding. Like a request, I could say, like, no, I'm going to stay and do a couple more shifts here.
The Open Championship available on Peacock and NBC, coverage throughout the day and tomorrow and also over the weekend. Jeff in Kansas City. Hi, Jeff. What's on your mind today?
Hey, DP. Called in a couple of months ago about going to the French Open with my wife on our honeymoon.
Yeah.
It was absolutely phenomenal. Totally recommend it. Second, Buddy and I played St. Andrews. We played the nine hole a few years ago. Showed up without tee times, just wanted to have breakfast there to see the course. On Sundays, the championship course reverts to the city, and I kid you not, it's basically a dog park. All the locals are out there walking their dogs, and you can play the course with your dog. I was lining up on an 8-foot putt, and a lab ran over from another hole, grabbed my ball, and ran off. It was unbelievable.
Thank you, Jeff. Although, when you're on the first tee, like, you can't miss the fairway. It's almost impossible to miss the fairway. But there is charm to it. Sometimes we use the word charm when things aren't modernized. You're like, it's charming. No. It's quaint. It's just, it's unique. That's all I can say. And the fact that they've been playing golf there for 600 years, like, that can't be lost on you when you play. And it is quirky. And there's nuance to it, but that's what's fun. Like a lot of courses, you can, you know, these guys overpower. You still have to be able to hit golf shots. It's like tennis. You know, I hated when they went to, you know, those different rackets that basically it was, you know, you were serving and that was it. Quick points. I love that there was artistry there that you were able to hit shots, needed to hit shots. And I still love that in golf, too, that you still have to hit shots, that you can't just dominate a golf course. Yeah, Paul.
I remember back when I was a kid, they always called Boston Garden, the old Boston Garden, quaint. And when that meant, I think that means it's kind of an outdated mess.
Oh, it was. Absolutely. First time I was on the parquet floor back in the early 80s. And there were gaps in the floor. that you could put, and this is no exaggeration, a roll of quarters in between the gap. And there were dead spots there that the Celtics knew. Like if somebody's dribbling, there would be an area where there were a dead spot. If you wanted to try to go for a steal, you could. But it looked great on TV. And you get in the Garden, and you're like, this is the Garden? And then the locker rooms, my high school locker room was better than the Celtics. Well, the visiting. The Celtics, they had a nice locker room of sorts. The visiting one, it looked like my junior high locker room. Sometimes there'd be hot water. Sometimes they wouldn't be, according to the players. Yes, Eden.
Are you surprised that college basketball is going back to another game on an aircraft carrier?
It's what, Gonzaga and Michigan State? Yeah, I'm all right.
I want it to be undocked. I want it to be at
moving?
Sea. Yeah, I'll tune into that.
You want it, them engaged in battle, maybe?
Yeah, like 10 knots. Nothing crazy, but I just want, not a battle, but how about the thing just cruising along?
Yeah, but I'd hate to lose somebody, you know, going for a loose ball.
It's big time basketball. Yeah. Loose ball, you dive into the Pacific. That's good TV. I'm tuning
yes,
in.
Yes, Todd.
Have them all playing life jackets. Give it a little something extra there. You could put a little logo on it, make a couple of bucks, a product, whatever.
Yes, Seton.
Wasn't there all kinds of issues the last time they did it with the floors being too slippery
yeah,
and the...
I think so.
You know, moisture?
Yeah, I think so.
Ah, to hell with them. Slip. It'll look cool.
I bet you get Tom Cruise to land.
Yes.
You know, right? He delivers the game ball.
Miles Teller.
Maverick.
Should have the Dallas Mavericks playing.
Oh, I see what you said.
Maverick.
No, that's not good. No. See, the back row's wearing off on you. Like, you're going for corny now.
I love it.
I am today.
You
sure.
are. Yes, Todd.
But I like that idea with Maverick and everything like that. Then you can give an award to the top gunner who hit the most threes at the end of the day. Top gunner.
Who took the most shots. Okay. And then give them a trophy.
Because the movie's called Top Gun.
Top Gun.
So that's why Top Gunner would be like if Steph Curry hit like 16 threes, he'd get the award for Top Gunner.
Okay.
That's what that was about.
Todd's limerick was available on the newsletter. It's not worthy of the show.
It's Donovan Mitchell related.
Todd also has his bad late night sports monologue. Let's do that now.
Okay. Fun.
Wait, Paulie, what? You didn't get to see this?
I read it.
Okay.
Oh. That's why it's called bad late night sports
monologue.
Okay. Just want to make sure you understand.
Yeah, okay. Mission accomplished.
Okay. All right. So then we'll take a break. Dave Roberts, the Dodger manager, will join us. All right, Todd, here is the bad late night sports monologue.
How's everybody doing tonight? Thanks for coming out.
Hey, joke boy.
Great crowd.
Hey, joke boy.
Just when you thought the world couldn't get any more strange and confusing, people, the Orioles and Mariners are the hottest teams in baseball. What? Thank you. Thank you very much. The Royals had to head to Toronto to play without 10 of their players due to vaccination rules. I guess KC has no shot of beating the Blue Jays. It appears Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving may want out of Brooklyn. If no one cares about the Nets anyway, why do we care if they stay or go? I'm trying to figure out what's more difficult, getting Daniel Snyder to accept a subpoena or get Deshaun Watson to stop hiring massage therapists. And finally, I've been wondering how the LIV Golf Tour was going to pay all these players all that money. And then I went to the concession stand. I got a hot dog, french fries, and a beer for just $4,000. That's a deal. We got a great show for you today. Tom Cruise is here. Jim Gaffigan, don't go away. Fiona Apple with a little music, too. She's got a new album out.
Dave Roberts joins us next on the program. I hope you didn't hear that. That's where we're back after this. Oh, M-Dry Boost and Burn is here to help you. It can be hard for guys to lose weight as they get older. And if you're like me, you want to feel lean and strong, especially this time of the year. I mean, I'm carrying a show, carrying a network. M-Dry Boost and Burn, everyday supplement for guys who want to burn fat, boost energy, support healthy testosterone. M-Dry Boost and Burn can actually help you get results made with clinically tested ingredients to support weight loss, testosterone, and enhance lean muscle. Right now, you can try it for $5. These guys really believe in their products. Backed by science, they've created an exclusive trial offer for my listeners. Get started, $5. That's it. Sign up at mdrivedan.com. Get your first 2 weeks of M-Drive Boost and Burn for just $5, plus free shipping. Don't let age beat you. Sign up for the two-week trial at mdrivedan.com. You get your first 2 weeks of M-Drive, and it's only $5, free shipping. So try it. dip your toe into it. Then you're going to immerse your entire body into it. MDriveDan.com. Tell them we sent you. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Intelligence runs in the family. Innovation runs in the family. Extraordinary runs in the family. The 2022 Mercedes-Benz range of SUVs. Every member waiting to impress. Learn more at MBUSA.com. That's MBUSA.com. Down 6-0 in St. Louis, Dodgers came back to win 7-6 last night. The Dodgers manager, Dave Roberts, back on the program. Good to have you, Coach. How are you?
DP, what's happening, man? You doing good?
I'm doing okay. I just saw where the 2018 Red Stitch Cabernet got 93 points from Wine Spectator. That's Dave's wine. So congratulations once again on a new batch.
Yeah, so no, it was a good batch. 18 was a great year, and you have a quick story as we got Trace Thompson with us now. So Clay, his brother, has his own label, and so I told him we got to go side by side. Ooh. And compare. It's a Diamond and Key. It was Nolan Arenado, ironically, and Clay together, and myself with Red Fitz. So we got to do a little side by side, and we might have to send you a bottle of the Diamond and Key and see which one wins out.
You're down 6-0 last night. What's your role when you're down 6-0?
I think at that point in time, it was trying to get Gallegos into the game. And, you know, it's one of those things where we're down 6-0. I thought we waited Wainwright out, got him out of the game. He put up zeros. We got to the pen who we knew was taxed. And if we could just chip away and get Gallegos in the game, at least there's a chance to salvage a series. And then at that point in time, if we could just chip away, get into the pen who was taxed, we might be able to steal one from him. So that's kind of where we were thinking.
Are you a rah-rah guy when you're down 6-0?
You know what? I'm more of a let's keep not giving at-bats away guy. I celebrate the victories, but in that moment, I'm more trying to keep guys focused on not just, you know, looking at the next day and trying to make something good out of today. So that's more my mindset.
When's the last time you purposely got thrown out of a game?
Purposely it was this year, and a lot of time it was this year. I don't recall exactly what happened. It was more of, I didn't agree with the zone. Players were, you know, bitching about it. And so I would rather get tossed than the player, but I don't need to get tossed to spark our guys. It was more of, I would rather be the martyr, essentially.
We're headed towards this strike zone, automated strike zone, right?
Yep, I think so.
What's the downside for you?
The downside is most of the hitters complain about it. I do like the human element of it behind the plate. The downside is a guy like Wainwright with his curveball, or a Clayton Kershaw with his curveball, hitters are going to be very dissatisfied when they see that automated strike zone with guys that can throw a curveball like that.
Meaning?
It's just going to be the optics of it, the way the catcher catches the ball at the dirt, when they go north to south, 12-6, breaking ball, that it clips part of the plate. Mm. And it's going to surprise a lot of players, hitters.
But what you're saying is you still like the human element. If they got a call wrong and it was the human element, or you got it right with the automated strike zone.
Yeah, I do. I that's kind of my stance on things, and that's part of it. Learning umpire strike zones and the pitchers kind of following it, the hitters adjusting to it. And they're not perfect, but they get a lot more than they get wrong.
But why do we allow a strike zone to vary?
I think it's just the human, essentially it's a human error. What I will say though, Dan, is there is a buffer zone right now in AAA with the automated strike zone, which I do not think should be there. Because if it's automated, they don't need the inch border that essentially umpires in the big leagues get for their grading system, for the margin.
Plus, when you go out to argue with an automated strike zone, it's a little bit different. Like, will you be able to argue the same way when that umpire didn't call it? He's being told what to call. So you can't argue with anybody.
I want to see the first manager who tries to argue the automated strike call. It won't be me, I promise you that.
Explain to me, the Angels struck out 17 times last night. The Astros struck out 15 times. And it doesn't matter what teams I'm talking about here. They combined for 32 strikeouts. That's an American League record for 9 innings. Help me understand this, that, you know, should you put it in play? Do you teach putting it in play? Or I know I'm old and old school, but
I think the crux, you're old, but you like money and you understand the value of the dollar.
Yeah.
And the industry does not value soft contact or base hits. That's just fact. Average isn't valued. Runs batted in isn't valued. runs are not valued as far as compensating players. So on one hand, as a manager of a ball club, I value those things. We value them in our clubhouse. But it's hard to tell a player when the agent says you might as well try to go for a pump and hit a homer because that's what the industry values. I mean, it's something that it's so twisted. And, you know, we talk about it all the time within the game. But when a player talks to his agent, what's going to get you paid?
Yeah. I remember asking Alex Rodriguez why he didn't steal more bases. He said, once they start paying me to steal more bases, then I'll do it. And it feels like that's a lost art as well, that, you know, you're not stealing bases.
That they don't compensate for stolen bases. They pay for play to be able to post and to take at bats and potential performance. And so, again, this is something you and I agree with and many in the industry do. But when you look at how players are trying to take care of themselves and families, I have some empathy towards that, and I don't agree with it, but I get it.
He's Dave Roberts, Dodger manager. Yeah, I just get bummed out because I can watch highlights, and it seems like it's a great game, but if you sit at a game when everybody's going for the downs, there's no movement whatsoever, and that's been my biggest knock is at least have movement. You know, take the extra base, move a runner over, but, you know, I'm shouting and nobody's going to be listening to this anytime soon.
Yeah, and the thing is, though, is that that's the thing is that to ultimately, I think our club in the last few weeks has done a much better job of playing team baseball, situationally moving guys over, taking the extra base, stealing bases, taking walks, and to win 11 games in October, you've got to be able to do that because the pitching gets considerably better. The scouting gets better. You got to be able to move the ball forward, take walks, when pitchers expand. So that's something that we're very mindful of because our goal is to win a World Series.
When you're looking at pitching now in high school or college, tell me how you scout now with a pitcher as opposed to what it was like when you were actually playing and what we expected from a starting pitcher. Has it changed that dramatically?
I don't think that's changed as much. You're still looking at body projectability. You're looking at arm strength. You're looking at mechanics to potentially look at long-term health. I think the guys back when I came up, there were guys drafted with pitchability and command, where that, for me, I just don't think is prioritized as much as just pure arm strength.
Yeah, because I wonder if Clayton Kershaw was coming out now, or Justin Verlander, would they be viewed...
Or Adam Wainwright.
Yeah, but would they be viewed differently that I don't need a workhorse, or... We're not as reliant on these workhorses going 7, 8, 9 innings anymore.
I think so. Yeah, I do. You know, those guys, you know, Adam Wainwright started the 6th inning with 105 pitches. And, you know, he's a workhorse. And as you said, Verlander, Kershaw. And when they came into the game, there were obviously a lot more complete games. You know, people that were mentors for them, you know, taught them a certain way. And the industry, I think, is kind of downshifted as far as expecting length of the starter. Mm-hmm. And the bullpen management, you know, multi-inning guy has been more of a commodity. But I do think that baseball is certainly trying to get back to the starter going deeper in a game because, yeah, when you're looking at probables and you see Kershaw, Verlander, that's exciting. And that's something that gets baseball fans tuned in.
All right, we're 10 minutes in. How would you sum up the Freddie Freeman weekend in Atlanta?
Overwhelming, exhausting, very fun.
What role did you play?
I played the intermediate friend, coach, media liaison, kind of a motivator to the team to keep us focused on trying to beat the Atlanta Braves.
How surprised were you about the emotion that hit him and sort of the fallout?
I wasn't. That's something that we had talked about months leading up to it. So that was just a culmination. And I thought the fans there in Atlanta handled it fantastic. The organization did a fantastic job. And for Freddie to finally get closure, he was having a heck of a year for us already, Dan.
Yeah.
But to have that closure, what he's done in the last month has been just, you know, from that point on has been remarkable.
Was anybody bothered by it? Did you have to have discussions in the locker room? No one.
There wasn't. And I think, honestly, it's like there was a little something made of Clayton's tongue-in-cheek comment. But it's like that's something that if Clayton's going to say something, it's going to get blown out of proportion. And it wasn't at all. I mean, if there's any person that could realize, understand being with an organization for your entire career through the minor leagues and have to go back, it's Clayton. So, no, not at all.
Did you ever cry going back to a ballpark?
I have not. I do receive well going back to Boston and to Fenway, but I didn't shed a tear. But you know, I can appreciate a person who can show his emotion and still go out there and throw out a couple knocks in a game.
Okay, but if you go back to Atlanta during the postseason, you have to have a conversation with Freddie to say, all right, there's no more tears. All right, one and done. You got your tears. Now you're a Dodger. Okay, let's go get him.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. I think the tears have all, he's all cried out. And I think that when he gets back, there won't be cheers for him anyway. There's going to be, if it's the NLCS or something like that, he's going to be received with some boos, I'm sure. Respectful boos.
Well, also, he's playing well. That was the thing. If that happened and he wasn't playing well, then I think the fallout might have been different. Like, dude, you know, you're in a different zip code, a different uniform. Like, you got to start raking here. But he has been hitting as advertised.
He's done everything as advertised. On the field, off the field, he's absolutely done it.
How many people hitting you up for All-Star game tickets?
Quite a few, but you know, my complimentary tickets are all tapped out, so you're paying market value going forward. So yeah, I'm tapped out on the complimentary home run derby and tickets. So it's a good number. It's a big number.
But have you had would you have a manager who might ask you to limit the amount of pitches that or limit the time that somebody's in there, a starter? Is that something that happens?
That's a thing. I had the fortune of managing two All-Star games, and they call to try to either not pitch their pitcher or at least go one inning. So it's funny is that you get calls from Major League Baseball saying, oh, so-and-so can go two, so-and-so can go two, and then you get the call a couple days prior after you made the list of how you're going to use these guys and says, yeah, my guy can only go one, or can you keep him out of the game? And so there's a lot of that going on.
Great to talk to you again. Good catching up. Safe travels. Thanks for joining us.
All right, GP, take care. We'll talk soon.
That's Dave Roberts. He comes on. He never asked me to talk about his Red Stitch Cabernet. So he got 93 points from Wine Spectator. And he's had a couple of really good years there. I'm going to sneak in a couple of phone calls. I like the role that he had about five different hats he was wearing in the Freddie Freeman situation. Like, I'm going to be liaison, media liaison, Freddie Freeman liaison, and just trying to get through that weekend. But you go back there in the playoffs, like Freddie, no tears. Make them cry. Not you. Eric in Florida. Hi, Eric. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. How are you?
Great.
I'd like to submit a pie in the face challenge.
Oh, okay. What's the bet?
In fact, I'm so confident that I would even take two pies to one of yours.
Two pies to one of mine. Okay, what's the bet?
All right. Tiger Woods will not make the cut. And I know he's off to a bad start, but I'll give you the reason why I'm saying it if you'd like me to divulge into that now or after.
All right. What do you got?
The reason why is because lately he's been having early tee times on Thursday and having a late tee time on Friday, which is allowing his body to rest. The fact he's had a late tee time today, that means he'll have an early tee time tomorrow.
Okay.
And I feel that he's not going to be able to handle the two rounds and make the cut.
DraftKings odds for Tiger before he started his opening round, minus 165 to make the cut. Does anybody want a piece of Eric's bet that Tiger does not make the cut? Anybody?
I have Tiger right now at tied for 137th.
What is he at, three over?
Efforting.
He's probably through about six holes.
I have him as four over.
Four over. Okay. There's a lot of low scores. So I would not take that bet, Eric. But thank you for the phone call. Thank you for the offer. I always appreciate that. Pie slam-a-jamma. Yes, Paul.
What about making a rule for golf? If you've won a major, you make the cut. Would that be a simple thing? It'd be like a bonus, you know, like an exemption. Hmm. If you've won a major at that place, you can choose to finish the weekend.
But, you know, if you win at the Masters or win the Open Championship, you get an exemption to get in there.
Right. But imagine now if Tiger Woods has won the Open Championship, if he could finish out the weekend if he chose to, because you're an Open Champion, it'd be good for TV. It'd be good for the fans.
Yeah, but he might put up a big number.
Yeah. Or he could have an unbelievable comeback.
If they say, you're going to make the cut, but we won't post your score, we don't want to embarrass you. Yes, yes.
Maybe they could choose to not. Like, they still make the cut. You just kind of get grandfathered through. But he's like, ah, that's all right. I'm going to sit this out. I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, Paul.
And they're very polite over there. It's not the cut. It's we'd prefer you leave the course.
Mm.
That's how they call it.
Mm.
We'd prefer you exit the course.
Mm. Yeah. Very dignified.
It'd be great if you weren't here.
Yeah. Perhaps you should leave. Let's take a break. Last call for phone calls. What we learn, what's in store tomorrow after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Pauly. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice, and you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
Been talking to Tyler about Meat Friday. So we're workshopping some things for our Meat Friday. Don't know what the theme is, by the way, but he's got some ideas there, and I usually leave it up to the chef, whatever he wants to put on the Traeger grill. So he goes shopping Thursday afternoon. It's a big day for him. Goes to a supermarket to pick up some of the grub. Yes, Paul?
Today is National Mac and Cheese Day, and I just want to throw that in there if you want to and honor a legend on Friday.
Mm. Who's the legend?
Mac and Cheese.
Oh.
Is a legendary side.
His name is Mac Cheese, not Mac and Cheese.
Mac, middle initial, N.
And cheese. Fritzy is having a bad day.
I am. I'm a little upset with you guys. That happens on
Well, we had a member of the audience who said, I've never seen what the Danettes look like. And he wanted me to describe you guys. So Paulie's a combination between Jason Statham and Woody Harrelson. More Woody Harrelson. Seton looks like James Corden, the late night talk show host. Marvin looks like the actor Bill Duke. You'd have to Google him. He was in Predator. But you've been told that you look like Bill Duke.
Yes, my barber, shout out to my man Zeke. He comes every time I come in, and he says the line from Bill Duke was in a movie called Menace to Society, and it's a famous quote that he has.
Yeah.
And every time I walk in,
that's what he says.
Yep.
And then Fritzy wants to be Nick Swisher.
I don't want to be Nick Swisher. Between the two, I could see maybe I look a little more like Nick Swisher, but I don't think I look like either one of those gentlemen you've been talking about.
Burt Young was in Rocky.
I loved him in Rocky.
All the Rocky movies.
Great actor.
And he was the brother of Rocky's wife, Talia Shire. And you look like Burt Young from Rocky.
And that upsets me greatly. I apologize to Burt Young. It sounds mean for me to feel that way. But
who
I just
do you
don't
think you
it.
Look like?
I don't know. When I was a kid, when I had a head of hair, I looked like supposedly Donny Osmond and Tom Hanks and people like that and Knight Rider, David Hasselhoff, when I had the big curly hair. Now I have no idea what I look like. But I'm not seeing the Burt Young thing. I'm just not. But I'll, you know, if that's what you guys think, you know, what am I going to do?
This is now I'm talking about. Like, you
that.
Have to be honest when you
don't
see
don't think yourself. I've had many sleepless nights staring at myself in the bathroom mirror going, why do they think I look like Burt Young?
It just sounded like
come
him.
Come on, Rocco.
I give you my sister. I look like Burt Young.
You owe me, Rocco. I give you my sister.
You love that movie.
I just love it so much.
Why not embrace Burt Young? You look like Burt Young.
I'd rather look like Rocky and have the body of a Clubber Lang.
But we Burt all Young would, but we don't. Like, when I look in the mirror, I don't see Ryan Reynolds. It's just like, I don't even know. Like, I look like the guy from the Best in Show movie.
Yeah.
John Michael Higgins, Michael David Higgins or something?
Something like that. But, I mean, I've had people say you look like David Letterman. I'm like, that's not a compliment. But that's usually what I get. So it's not like I'm getting anybody of, you know, great desire.
I'll take David Letterman over Burt Young. I'm not going to compare those two looks. If I'm a girl, I'm like, hey, there's Dave. I'm like, oh, Burt Young. I don't know. Who fixed me up with him?
No, if Dave wasn't David Letterman and I said, oh, I look like that guy.
I'd still give the edge to Letterman and looks over Burt Young, though, all things considered. There is no tomorrow. You thought I was tough. This guy will kill you. I felt like this was my opportunity to just get all my Rocky stuff.
I know. But I didn't realize you were legitimately bummed out.
I am, yes. I'm very upset about that.
It
bothers me.
I,
That's why you guys keep bringing it up, because it bothers
I'm
the one at fault.
I'm surprised that you don't realize what you don't look like.
I failed to see the resemblance between me and Burt Young. I just do.
Like the hair and the
5 o'clock shadow and the round face.
My eyesight is going, though, and I'm very soon will be getting glasses, so maybe that'll help clear things up once.
And look, it's like, you know, when you're that childhood actor and you always look great, and then as you get older, you don't look as great. Like you had your moment.
I had that brief run between like age 17 to 25.
You had an unbelievable, but you had that run. I never had that.
Yeah, but it was so long ago. I can't.
I know, but you
can stare at those old pictures all I want, but you know, the mirror doesn't lie. And
But you had a run.
I don't think I took full advantage of that run. I didn't go away to college.
I'm at home in my parents' room with my posters. But that's not my fault.
It's not your fault. But I wonder the damage I could have done. I could have had a good time if I went away from college. I don't damage it. That's inappropriate. I could have had a lot more fun if I went away to college. Not that I was some gigolo or something.
You spared a lot of people.
Wow.
You're sitting in my old bedroom, that's not going to, with my Atari cartridges, that's not going to get you.
The damage you could have done.
Swashbuckler.
Damn.
I think there were failed opportunities. Got on the train, went to NYU, took the train right back, and who knows? Who knows what might have been? Maybe nothing, maybe something.
You could have lived in the city.
Be better than my mom coming in saying, hi, you two. You want cookies? Like, come on. I'm 20. I'm junior in college. Can I have a little time with this young lady?
You did it.
Keep the door halfway open. Are you being serious right now?
But you did have a run where you were jacked, had hair.
Simone, the French-Israeli woman that brought the crudité up in Sheepshead Bay, Brooklyn, scantily clad, 14 years older than me. It was like a good time. And then this.
and then Burt Young happened.
And then Burt Young happened is exactly
Todd,
what
would you?
Todd, all right, we're laughing a little too much now.
What did you learn today?
Colts beat writer Zach Kiefer says Andrew looks like a Bigfoot, a ghost in Indy. He lives just a short distance from the team facility. No one sees him.
Seton O'Connor, what'd you learn?
Toddlers had to have a rough night too.
Marv,
Todd had a prawn.
He did. Paulie,
the damage he could have done.
What we learned, brought to you by Never Forget, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. You can donate at t2t.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. And we appreciate that. Thanks for the phone calls, all around support, emails, tweets. Meet Friday tomorrow. We'll talk to you then. One more item. We close out the show on this Thursday. Simply Safe Home Security. Says it all right there in the name. Simple. You order it. You install it. And it's safe. It should be simply extremely safe, very safe. Simply Safe offers comprehensive protection not only against intruders and burglary, but also if there's flooding or fires. 24/7 professional monitoring. Simply Safe's agents take action whenever there's a threat detected. They dispatch police or first responders in an emergency, even if you're not at home. Also, Simply Safe uses proprietary video verification technology. That means the monitoring agents can visually confirm the threat in order to get higher priority from 911. Monitoring plans are about $1 a day. No long-term contracts, no hidden fees, because feeling safe at home shouldn't break the bank. Customize the perfect system for your home in just a couple of minutes at simplysafedan.com. Go today, claim a free indoor security camera plus 20% off with interactive monitoring. Simply Safe Dan.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.